Hi, my name's Jay Selman. I'm the producer of Grape Radio. Grape Radio is an internet talk show about wine. If you love wine, then I highly suggest you go to www.graperadio.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
We're continuing our conversation today on Wine and Dine about American Wine Story documentary. But this time we're going to talk to one of the participants in the documentary, Jay Selman of Grape Radio of California. Grape Radio is a very popular internet radio program you can find if you just Google internet radio and wine. But I want to give a slightly different summary compared to when we were speaking to David Baker. And so continuing on that, American Wine Story features winemakers ranging from famous luminaries to newcomers. It's an inspiring feature documentary about those who chase their American dream with a bottle of wine in one hand and a corkscrew in the other. They actually filmed in several states. They filmed winemakers in California, Oregon, Arizona, Washington, Virginia, Missouri, and Kansas. It's 78 minutes in length. And if I'm reading this correctly, and I'm on the brookswine.com website, that there will be a premiere of this film on June 14th at the Standard Market in Chicago, Illinois, and on July 24th at the International Pinot Noir event in McMinnville. And they're asking if anybody else is interested in hosting a premiere showing of American Wine Story. We'll give you information so you know who to get up with on that. Jay, thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm excited to talk to you.
So how did you get involved with this? I mean, were you just like at the right place at the right time, or did you hear about this? Because in speaking to David Baker, this was a five-year work in progress. So did you hear about this early on since you're on the West Coast?
No, actually, David was a listener of Grape Radio.
Okay.
And so he knew me through Grape Radio, and like the way we talked about wine, maybe like the way we were passionate about it. And so he added us to his list of people he wanted to talk to.
Oh, that's so cool. What do you think about this idea? So many people that I interview, they have this story of coming from a totally different way of life into the wine industry.
Yeah, I am thinking about the movie. I think it's about destiny in a way. I mean, it's about people through luck, tragedy, happenstance, or perhaps you could say cosmic forces, they find themselves in the world of wine. And I think it's interesting that a lot of these people were transported to radically different lives and careers than they might have ever imagined for themselves. I know that's true for me. And the vehicle for that transportation was wine.
A delicious vehicle indeed.
I'm sorry?
It is a delicious vehicle indeed, wine.
Of course. I think wine is unique in that way.
You can get a group of people together from all different walks of life, and somehow you can weave in a conversation about wine.
Well, yeah, because an experience that touches wine people at a visceral level. You know, it's like for someone who's not into wine, it might be similar to something that maybe it was a religious experience they had, or the birth of their child, or a piece of art, something that really had an impact on them. For me, and others in the film, it was about wine.
Do you have a favorite story in American Wine Story that really kind of jumps out at you more than any of the others?
No, I don't look at it that way. I think it's almost the opposite of that, that how hearing all these different stories, I could immediately relate to, and I think anybody in the audience could relate to, that idea of following their dream, of letting loose of everything that you might have imagined that would stop you from doing something and just going for it. I think that's pretty exciting. And so it's inspiring.
And it's universal. It's certainly, in the United States now, people are making wine in all the states. It's not just a West Coast or East Coast phenomenon.
There's wine made in every state in the United States, and that doesn't surprise me, because wherever you find people, you're going to find wine.
Do you have a favorite wine geography or a favorite grape variety, or is that something you don't even mention? It's too private.
That's a great question. It's tough to pick a favorite, because one week I might be drinking Pinot, another week I might be drinking Cab, and so it's hard to pick out a favorite. But I guess it's fair to say that the majority of my cellar is Pinot.
Okay.
From Burgundy, and then maybe Champagne.
I was wondering if you were going to say Champagne.
It's hard to not talk about Champagne if you love wine, because it's, you know, the celebratory kind of aspect, and also it's just a great beverage.
Jay, how long have you been doing Grape Radio? What was the first year of Grape Radio? Are we talking like 10 years or more?
It's been about 9 years, and it all started just by chance, where a bunch of people got together, a few of my friends, and we started saying, hey, why don't we talk about wine on the Internet? And we wanted to make it educational, because a lot of times it's about reviews or scores, and we didn't want to do that. And I think what I'm proudest of is it really isn't about us and like our pontificating about particular wines.
Yeah.
We bring in winemakers and let them tell their story. That's the cool part.
And you are in such a prime location to be able to do that with Napa, Sonoma. All this is right where you're at.
That's very true. But Grape Radio's grown quite a bit over the years, so it's not unusual to have people from Bordeaux or Burgundy or literally all over the world. Being in California makes it a lot easier.
A lot easier. Do you record in a studio or do you go out to the guests to record interviews?
The majority of times when we do interviews, they're in the studio, you know, with all the professional equipment that you might expect.
Yeah.
But whenever we get a chance, obviously, it's nice to go out on the road. You might find this interesting, is that when we do the shows in the studio, we always drink wine when we're interviewing the guests. Because we don't think of it as an interview.
Yeah.
We think of it more of a conversation. So I would guess right now you're not drinking wine.
No, because I have a 50-minute drive back home. And for me, there's always that issue. So I have not done that just for that specific reason. I think I'd be sometimes a little bit too silly if I was having wine while I was having conversation with people.
Well, we try not to go overboard, but at the same time, you bring in a winemaker, and they're passionate about what they do. They believe in it. And what's in that bottle represents part of who they are.
Yeah.
And so they want to share that with other people. So, you know, you sit around, you drink wine, and people open up about their lives.
Very personal. It becomes very personal. And it, but it doesn't need, they don't need to have a glass of wine, but most people have very, very personal stories. It's fascinating.
Absolutely. And I think it's important that people understand that wine is not just about a collection of sensory inputs.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen carefully, a glass of wine will tell you its story. It'll tell you where it was born, the personality of its creator, the winemaker. Even the history of its life in the vineyard and in the bottle.
Mm. I couldn't agree with you more. And of course, we're talking about American Wine Story, which is a documentary about very personal stories of several people that have found wine as their new life. Jay Selman of Grape Radio, we thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine.
My pleasure.
We will have links up for you to learn more. Grape Radio, American Wine Story, and thewinemovie.com. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.